Hello, all my late summer players! This is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast, a recap of this week in Dominion Games. I am your host, Strumpf, and this is the episode for September 2nd, 2022. I'm back! And the season's almost over! Hi! Shout out to Rosie, who guessed this week's nail polish name correctly! You are a hero! Let's get to it. A certain McZenuck has played a fantastic season so far. He only lost 3.5 games in 4 matches, bringing him to a very impressive 85% win rate. Overall, 4 matches remain to be played in A tier, and we will see who meets Mick in the championship match. NASmith99 is in the lead of B1 with 75% in 3. Earl is in the lead of B2. Rust2 is at the top of C1 with 67% in 3. AMoffat11 is in number 1 position of C2. Xyrex is in first position of C3 with 69% in 4. My new music dealer Mort is in the lead of C4. Iris42 is in number 1 of D1 with 72% in 3, very closely followed by 1S Sounder, who has 71% in 4. Af is leading D2, but very few matches have been played there. Willpower264 is at the top of D3, although... we had this whole discussion about how sets of digits are being pronounced in English. Is it Willpower264? Maybe. Sarisk is in first position of D4. Over in E tier, the Matt BK finished their season run in E1 with a solid 77% in 5, and is now waiting to see if anyone is going to challenge them for the group win. Galaxy is in number 1 of E2. Huevos Locos is in the lead of E3 with 69% in 3. Abia is in the lead of E4 with 70% in 20 games. Nave is awesome. And at the top of E5, Sasha206 is in number 1 of E6 with 67% in 3. Scrimp is at the top of E7. And Mazel Tov is in first position of E8. We still have to shout out our League Season 52 DNE champions! So, congratulations to Bitterworm Coil and Grass Wonder! Well done! Alright, in the results comment shoutout section, I have collected many, many comments. Here we go. We had results comments from G12, where Chief Salsa tied KD5MDK. And Chief Salsa says, epic match. First 5 games were meticulous battles. Last game, not so much. Then in I13, Witz won 4-2 against J. Carriaga. And Witz says, quick close games, all basic. A throwback match. I love those basic games. And then we had one of the rare match results from A1, where Lemon Spawn played a last game, I guess, against BobbyDJ18 and won that game. And Lemon said, 3 games over an hour long. Beat that, dude. You don't deserve a Fields gift, BobbyDJ. And then in G8, Count Lorne played 3-0 against Not Steve. And Count Lorne says, class act, this Not Steve character. Which is cute. In E4, Folivora played 2-3 against Catzone Bark. And they said, don't be the wolf den. And then Darnado played 2-4 against iCall in F6. And Darnado says, fun games! Exclamation point. Fast opponent! Exclamation point. Exclamation points! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. I like this succession. Then in I2, Petrovic78 played 4-2 against O'Bunny. And they said, gold was the key to success for both of us, smiley. No comment. In I1, Vietka played O2 against Gwen45, and Vietka says, "I did this to myself. Haha. 2 points." And then in F7, Fujinami Satoru played 3-3 against Tony Wild, and they say, "We have played the hardest games." And then in C3, Nisala played 2-4 against Tu Duffman, German Derby, and commented possession emoji. And Terracubist tied Burning Skull for a Seaside Mix and said Seaside Mix games are so complex. Crying emoji. And then in I12, Dr. Wolf W played 3-1 against MOAT Mode and said, "Great games! Seriously good conversation, too." Which makes me wonder. I'm intrigued. And then in H17, DCHAPLOEB played 1-0 against AMCKISHN. And they said, "Wolfden, oh boy." And in H20, Arctru played 3-3 against Stark526 and commented, "This was 135 minutes long. By the end, my elbow was very cramped." Crying laughing emoji. I would say 135 minutes is quite a normal duration of a league match for me personally. Then we had match results from I14 again, where JMCGNH played 1-5-1-5 against ChocoPie. And JM says, "Close games all, and very much fun to play. Possession." And last but not least, in H1, Samothy played 2-4 against Drifblim. And Samothy says, "Wonderful experience. Thank you, SangSum and Aldi Chocolate, for this memorable occasion. All was fair. All undo requests were sympathized with because of debt. All other players were not playing, and we talked shit about utterly reprehensible Australian politicians. This whole fucking thing was almost too good to be true." Yeah. So we are almost at the end of the season, which is why the significant league club is already pretty large. We have 68 club members at this point in time. So that's very much on average. And they are, well, I already mentioned Mick, NA Smith, J Nails. Ooh, I have not mentioned AK3, I don't think. I also haven't mentioned J Nails. Right. Okay, so we'll just go through the whole list then. So we have Mick. We have NA Smith 99, we have J Nails. We have AK3, we have Rust2, Xyrex, Iris42, S Sounder, The Mad PK, Huevos Locos, Abia, Sasha206, Diplomat, Yannick212, Lucas, Peprotius, Peprotois, Fujinami Satoru, Chimera, Nickelby474, Torrinx, Shrek Lover XX, Will Wong, Specialty, J-Star, TS, Hotte, Helby, TG Tuft, Long Con, Rosy Roz, 1 and 5Z, Snyderman67, Lolek, GZ, Xenomorph, RB70, RB70, Chicoyes, Seattle, Bright Star, Alina Juvel, Supernick, Amborginio, Fartmaster4000, MSP0425, Nightflower2008, Ghostfinder Rick, Edred, Gizuzi1, Lafonda, Gwen45, Chilias, Cooper667, JJames23, Riversnow420, Lilkinny, Steve Chaya, Dr. Wolf W, Blam Blam Bunny, Hillian Mark, Choco Pie, Smogilski, Elboy 522, DS 579, JRH 150482, V Maria 22, Kruge, Maxim 26, Spurk, and Pager. Well done, everyone. And in our top three, we have Rotte with 86% in G4, Pager with 88% in I-21, and MikeSim26 with 89% in I-20. Congrats! Moving over to non-league tournaments. First of all, everyone please sign up for Size Games and then sign up for the Dominion Online Championship as well. Go, go, go! Also, big games will only take place if at least 6 players sign up, so sign up! Medium Games 13 came to a conclusion Wednesday night with a grand finale between CVUU and Ultimate Geek. CVUU put up a valiant fight and even refused to ask for a very reasonable undo that would have won them a game. In the end, the Geek prevailed and is our new Medium Games champion! Congratulations! And in small games, NASAA played and won the grand finale against Super Nick and is our new small games champion. Congrats to you as well! I have to admit, I kind of lost track of the movements among the top 5 of German League, but the current order is the following. We have our captain in number 5, we have 2 Duffman and Lo in numbers 4 and 3. They're only one teeny tiny point apart. You Exodus is in second and Snicker 97 in first. Mr. Frog won the August tournament. Katimi and Tufte came in second and third. For my personal weekend games, I didn't play much during my vacation and it was surprisingly fine. The only match I played during those 3 weeks was my Medium Games quarterfinal against Tony Wild, which I lost, as was to be expected. I was so happy to even make playoffs. It was the first time, and I'm very proud of myself. Then I played my second league match against Tuga on Sunday, which went really well and catapulted me back into the top 10 of German League. Whoop whoop! I will be playing Paisteo tonight. I'll be playing a Seaside Mix exhibition match against Razi on Monday, which is, by the way, such a cool idea. I really, really enjoyed the Seaside Mix Kingdoms, so yeah, I was quite sad I couldn't play the tournament, so this is great. I'll be playing Chorus for the Coven tourney sometime on the weekend. And then there will be a new iteration of Medium Games soonish. Yeah, a lot of Dominion up ahead. I am very happy. I'm also playing around with recording and video and stuff. So I'm looking to start something there in the following month or so, which is very exciting. Yeah, I'll probably do some more video commentary to get used to it more before there will be YouTube and all. Yes. Looking at the calendar. Ooh, quite packed today. Later today, or probably right around the time this episode drops, at 13 UTC, Grass Wanderer will play the world for League D. At 16 UTC, Bambugler will play the Pixie for League D, and Tufte will play Willpower 264 for League D. Jont Grizz will play Geridot for League B at 20 UTC, and Tracer will play Crabcat 2 for League C. Also at 20 UTC, which is a repeat of the first, let me lie, I think the first championship match that I covered on this very podcast. So it must have been the championship of season 44, I think. Then tomorrow, Saturday, Yoifuru will play Monk FSH at midnight for League D. A Burning Skull will play Rust 2 for Seaside Mix at 14 UTC. Avi Affin will play single T for League D at 16 UTC. Sam E will play W Morrison for League C at 16:30 UTC. Also League C is Rust2V at Detector at 17 UTC. And Jerry Dutt will play Akuchi for League B at 20 UTC. Sunday, Tufte will play Yoifuru for League D. Mick is going to play... The League D match is 11 UTC. Mick is going to play his last match of the season against Kazuma 0828 at 13 UTC. So that's exciting. And Rust2 will play Chestic for League C at 17 UTC. Then Monday, Taipa Europea will play Cyrisk for League D at 16 UTC. Also League D is Scumpy V FFF at 17 UTC, and FFF is going to play another match right after that against Zmobi at 21 UTC. Alright, Monday is holiday in the US, I learned. Then Tuesday, Sharer will play Personman for League C at 23 UTC. And Wednesday, Terracubus will play J-Nails for League B at 2 UTC. That's too early. Not amused. And then the Pixie will play Cyrisk for League D at 17 UTC. Ugh, so many matches. Fika will play Burning Skull for League B at 18 UTC on Thursday. And Saturday, September 10th, Bambugla will play Cyrisk for League D at 16 UTC, and Monk FSH will play Willpower 264 at 17 UTC. Alright, Spec Chat is a little longer today just because I have so much to tell you about my vacation. It was amazing! It was one of the best vacations of my life! It was very close to perfect. I pretty much all the time felt like I had stepped into an advertisement. Just the water. So I was on a Greek island and the Mediterranean was so blue and so warm and so clear. It was ridiculous, to be honest. It was pretty hot, as I had expected, but I didn't get a sunburn, which is an achievement I am actually very proud of. I brought 3 bottles of sunscreen and was laughed at by my friends, but guess who needed to buy 2 more bottles during their stay? I mean, all of us together. The thing is, I've been to a Greek island before and I knew that sunscreen is offensively expensive there. My 3 bottles together were less than 1 bottle we bought there. Sunscreen is at least 17 euro per bottle. It's outrageous. Anywho, some anecdotes. We were on an island that has protected areas for sea turtles, and so naturally my gang wanted to see a turtle. There are multiple beaches that have protected areas for the turtle nests, but of course when you snorkel there you don't really see any of the turtles. So we booked a boat trip that promised turtle spotting. We did see a turtle, and it was really cool. However, if I had known what this meant, I don't think I would have done it, to be honest. So apparently there is this part where the turtles chill during the day at the bottom of the sea, and they have to come up for air every once and again. So the tourist boats just circle above that area until one shows up. And when we were there, there were about 8 or 9 boats of various sizes, and it was pretty stressful to just drive around and around and navigate through the other boats and try to be at the right spot at the right moment to be as close as possible to the turtle when it finally came up. If I were a turtle, I would just stay down, I think, or go somewhere else. It was really stressful. I also saw a seal. I've never seen a seal in the wild before. It was so cute and so unexpected. Apparently, the Mediterranean seal, the monk seal, is the rarest mammal in Europe. There are only around 400 animals left, and most of them are on the Greek islands. and this little fella just happened to swim by. Of course, then I worried that maybe seals eat people, and I know that they don't, but who knows? I was quite worried about various aspects of the vacation. Mostly about driving, because the streets on the island were, one, so narrow. Yes, it's Marianne Joseph. Two, so steep. And three, serpentines. I don't know if that's really the correct word. It's serpentine in German, so yeah. Sometimes the streets were steep and serpentines. It was so scary. You have to understand that Berlin is very flat and northern Germany in general is really flat too. So I am extremely unused to driving up and down a lot. Also, I couldn't remember if my driving teacher had ever explained the tachometer to me. She always said I could hear if the engine was unhappy and I needed to shift gears. And so that's what I did up until now. I drove by ear, so to speak. Now the tachometer is my friend. The first drive I made on the island, the engine died three times or so. Once while I was driving up a serpentine with a 10% incline. I don't know if those are the right words, but that's what happened. And my friend who sat next to me put on the handbrake, and luckily there was no one behind us at that moment. But yeah, fun stuff. And I think she and I together make an excellent driver. Yeah, I feel like I'm a much better driver now. There were a couple really, really scary moments. Yeah, but it was also good practice. Anyways, so I worried about driving a lot. Then I worried about jellyfish, because the one time we went to our favorite climbing spot, after half an hour or so, there were three jellyfish down in the water below this very spot, and that made me not want to climb anymore that day. The jellyfish I know from the Baltic Sea are very harmless, but these Mediterranean ones you just don't want to touch, I have been told. So yeah, worried about that. And so of course I worried about the seal too. I'm very good at worrying. What else? Ooh, there was a traditional Greek restaurant near our apartment that had live music and dance every Thursday, and we went twice and it was amazing. The dances were all right, but the music was incredible. They had two musicians, one on the guitar and the other on the bouzouki. And they were playing without break for 3 hours, and they were so good. The guitarist also sang. He had a very good voice. And they were playing traditional Greek songs, so you had the, you know, what comes to your mind when you think Greek music. I don't actually know what it's called, and I also didn't know it was a song that had vocals. It's this dum 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 da dum da 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 da. Yeah, so they played this. Ugh, it was truly amazing. It was so good. We also went to karaoke a couple times. That was in the tourist capital. We were all pretty relieved we didn't get an apartment there. That place was horrible. But the karaoke place was nice. And, well, maybe not the place, but the owner was really cool. She also had a phenomenal voice. We didn't really get to, she told us a little bit, but she was very humble, too humble, like we didn't believe her. Anyway, there were two Italian women who were there every night we were, which was three in total. One of whom also had an incredible voice, like absolutely amazing. What is she doing there? She should be singing on stage. Is she a famous artist incognito on vacation? It was breathtaking. It was so impressive. We were just there like playing around, having fun, and they, yeah. They came to slay. And one last thought, just in general, the people on this island were just so nice. Our landlady gave us a whole bag of homegrown tomatoes. The owner of our favorite restaurant gave us a whole bottle of homemade wine. Everyone was really nice. It was just like on the Discord. I had a really, really good time. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am at Strumpf, and I'll catch you all next time. The game has ended. Bye!